This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Bless the Lord. I think we'll take verse 14 now. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. He sets in order in the earth the great feast which shows to us Passover and the Passover blood of the Lamb. And he shows us the principle of applying the blood. We sang tonight, there to my heart was the blood applied. And he says to us, you're going to apply the blood as long as you need to. This blood is for applying down in our times too. We apply it to our heart. We apply it to our houses. I was going to say last night that we apply it to our houses, and I ran out of time. And Brother Pastor got up here and said, you know, we should apply the blood to our houses. Meaning this. How many of you can see me? Raise your hand. No. You cannot see me. I am a spirit made in the image of the living God, born again, redeemed, purchased, eternal. Life of God. What you see is the house I live in. I'm on the inside looking out these windows. My house used to have brown roof. But I painted my roof. It's just my house. And though my spirit is eternal, the Bible says I still got a vile body. It says that we're looking for our Lord from heaven who shall change our vile body that it would be like unto his glorious body. The Bible says that God remembers we are dust. This house is still made of Adama. Still made of the dust of the earth. When my husband passed away, if people didn't know my husband, they didn't know him. They thought he was quiet, nice, subdued. But he was the king of the house. And he loved to tell stories. Indians loved to tell stories around the campfire. And all the stories featured him and his great feats. Every Saturday morning, the kids got up and we had a big breakfast and we listened to Daddy tell tales. I'm sure like his ancestors did around the campfire. And it was always how he made that end run, how he did this and that and that and that and that and that and that. And then he'd look at the boys. Your old dad still got it too, he'd tell them. Martha and Clyde knew him. They really knew him. He grew tomatoes and they were the best tomatoes. Anything he did was the best. And at home, he's the one that talked, and I was quiet. Can you believe it? Well, it's the truth. Well, when he moved off and left me, he went to heaven, changed his abode from this tabernacle to heaven. Well, you have to take that vile body, you have to put it in the ground because it's not ready yet to go. The brain's still there with all of its earthly thoughts and all that stuff. And so we had him there, and my son and I were down there at the place, you know, when they'd see how he looked, how the body looked. He said, boy, Mama, could you ever preach spirit, soul, and body here? Anybody that knew Daddy knows good and well he's not home. In that house. And that house needs application of the blood. Like the houses needed the application of the blood that we read about here. And that blood can be applied to the doorposts of your house. Bless the Lord. And of your house that your family lives in. It was always a lamb for a house. We see the blood and how it can be applied to protect your loved ones. Here it was a lamb for a house. They took it. Verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families. See that word families? Kill the Passover. You shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the doorposts with the basin, with the blood that's in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood up on the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord, the judgment of the Lord really, will pass over you and will not suffer the destroyer. You remember that word, judgment? You remember that word, destroy, destroyer, destruction? Did you know that the Bible says in the New Testament, when everybody's saying peace and safety, then come a sudden destruction? Well, they sure saying peace and safety. But the blood of Jesus Christ will keep us safe from any judgments in this world, folks. It'll pass right over us. Glory. Woo! It will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and thy sons forever. Forever, as long as we need it in this life, the power of the blood applied to you will keep back and hold back the destroyer. Last night, what Brother Copeland preached to me when we went out of here, did you think, he said, that Satan doesn't have any blood, never had any blood? Blood is a mystery to him. But somehow in that night, such a fear was put into him of the power in that blood that he did not dare. He would if he could. He wanted to. Because those Jews, those Israelis, they were no more righteous than were the Egyptians. The only thing different about them was they moved by faith. By faith they applied. Just a passive faith, you can have mental assent to things. You just mentally believe it. They could have believed, now that we believe God, we believe Moses, he's a good man. But if they didn't kill the lamb, and if they didn't catch the blood, and if they didn't take the hyssop and apply that blood on their doorposts, that's the faith part. They did it. Faith is an act. They put that blood there, and then they got themselves under that blood, behind that blood, and all they had to do was stay back there. And there was such a power in that blood that it kept Satan himself away from them and all their firstborn. They could have peace of mind. They heard the cries out there. The Bible said they heard the cries. But the blood protected their families. Now that was just representative blood. Of course, God already knew the Lamb was slain from the beginning of the world, but they didn't know it yet. They didn't know about Jesus even. All they did was they obeyed by faith. By faith they kept the Passover and they kept the sprinkling of the blood. And it kept them safe from the power of the destroyer. And that blood will never lose its power. Now see, that'll give you faith. Now let's go over. Do you realize because of Clyde's satellites, we watched something happen live yesterday in one of the oldest cities in the world, if not the oldest, Jericho? So let's look at Joshua at chapter 2 and something that happened in Jericho many years ago. Probably about 4,500 years ago. Chapter 2 and verse 1. Remember how the New Testament said, by faith, Rahab? They're ready to go into the gate. Jericho was the gate for them into the promised land. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out a Shittim, two men to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, even Jericho." And they went, and they came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and they lodged there. Rahab lived up on the top of this great big wall. This is Jericho. You remember Joshua fought the battle of Jericho? Remember that? And the walls came tumbling down. You remember that? She lived on the wall. That's a pretty dangerous place to live if the walls are going to tumble. That's where her house was. But she hid these two Hebrew spies. Now, the reason she did it, she hid them under the flax there on her roof that she'd laid out to dry, verse 8. And before they were laid down, she came up to them under the roof, and she said unto the men, "I know that Jehovah has given you this land, and that your terror," that's more than a lot of kings of the land know now, "and that your terror is fallen upon us." See, Rahab knew more than some people now. They gave it back to Arafat. Not back. He never had it. "And that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard," this is how her faith came, "she heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt." That happened more than 40 years before, but she heard about it. "Now," she said, "I know that God is God," the end of verse 11, "for Jehovah your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by Jehovah, since I've showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token." Say, "a true token." "And that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brothers and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." You see, those spies had come in to spy out Jericho. The leaders of Jericho knocked on her door and said, "We heard you. There's some spies come by here." And she said, "Yes, they did, but they're not here now." And she hid them. She protected them. Then she said to them, "I know God's going to give you this place. I want my family. Not only do I want my family, I want all they've got protected." Back in Moses' days, it kept the firstborn of all the family, and it kept the firstborn of their cows, their flocks. When the death angel moved that night, it got the firstborn of the cattle and the flocks of Egypt. You could plead the blood of Jesus over your cows if you got faith in it. And if you need to, if it belongs to you or your horse. I heard a horse is getting raised up and things. Well, how could that be? Well, from the book. It had that power. That was just the power of a little...
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, "The Power in the Blood of Jesus." This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447, or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.